Leo, how are you going?
Good, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, very well. More to the point, how did your public meeting go at Leith on the weekend?
Look, not too bad. We had quite a few of the residents roll up, and Leonie Hiscott, MLC, attended as she was invited.
Anyone else from the state government turn up?
No. Okay. No other politicians at all.
Right, so was she able to give you any information?
No. We asked her a few questions, and she said that she couldn't really answer them because she wasn't an engineer, which we all knew anyway. But one of the people there did say to her, gently remind her that she wasn't there as an engineer, that she was there as a paid representative of the people. But what we did say to her, we asked her, was she aware of the lack of consultation from both the Central Coast Council and the government? And she said that she couldn't believe that the Central Coast Council hadn't consulted with us. Take from that what you want. But one of the things we said to her about the consultation, and one of the people asked her, they said, well, we think that due to all the issues, like we're the people at least definitely want a safe solution, but there's a lot less expensive and less invasive safe solutions than what the government and the Department of State Growth's been pushing. Now, Leonie Hiscott kept saying to us, oh, this is all about safety, and consultation. And we said, well, the consultation hasn't been happening. And we also asked her, we said, well, if this is about safety, when this reared its ugly head, you know, like back as far as 2008, why didn't the government at the time either monitor the speed through here with extra police if it was such a critical issue? And these, as some of the government and council have been saying, it, you know, the horrendous intersections and all this, yet they haven't been policing the area properly. And also they could have put a temporary speed reduction through there, the most efficient way of reducing road fatalities or accidents at intersections onto highways is to, one, reduce the speed limit in the area of those intersections, and number two is to install roundabouts.
Mm.
And they quite plainly state that, and they also put both of those options, reduce accidents and fatalities by around 25-35%. Now, this is a Department of State Growth's own policy and the state government's policy, yet they keep telling us in letters that we can't have speed reduction because it reduces the efficiency of the Bass Highway. Now, that is factually refuted in this report and policy. And the other thing is that they can't have a roundabout because of issues of truck rollovers. That's also refuted in this policy. And Fiona Hiscott, basically, once we presented her with that, and she just kept banging on about, oh, this is all about road safety.
You said to me last week that you think it's more to do with the overpass. You think it's more to do with a truck route for the Forth Valley.
If the state government and the Department of State Growth are ignoring their own toward zero policy to put this forward, what is really behind it? You know?
Well, what happens now? Did she say?
Well, good question. We've invited Mrs. Ferguson a number of times, and he so far he hasn't accepted it. We're still waiting on Minister Rockliffe to come back to us on the 12-point document that we gave him, asking for answers to some of the questions about the multi-criteria assessment group and all that sort of thing, which no one's giving us any answers to.
Right.
So where to from now, Darren? Look, we honestly don't know. We're going to keep fighting this, and they're just not coming forward with the information. This isn't only affecting the people of Leith, Darren. Since 2018, we've been asking for the report on the interactive feedback site that was established for this project at Leith, and a number of requests to the government, and including Mr. Rockliffe, have so far failed to uncover that report for some reason.
Right.
We've been told that it exists, right, under very good authority. We've been told that it exists, and that it clearly shows that the majority of people, and not only from Leith, but the road users, rejected an overpass as a solution. Their first preference was reduce the speed limit over those distances. Now, it's all pointing towards this being ulterior motives for this overpass. what is the makeup of that multi-criteria assessment group, and also why weren't any residents from Leith included in that as major stakeholders? Now, what we were told on Friday night by a phone call from a person who was involved in that, and they can't be named because they'd like to keep that private, is that there were no minutes taking of that meeting. So a decision as important, critically important as this on infrastructure and people's lives, there was no minutes taken of that meeting. I mean, that is just incomprehensible that they've made that decision and they're going to basically ruin a lot of people's lives, yet they could not have any minutes recorded for that meeting. What is going on, Darren?
So as it is, it's just a stalemate. Nothing's happening.
No, it's a stalemate, Darren. We were looking, before the state election was called, our next step in the process that we would be served the notice to treat and basically locked in to lose our property.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing with that is once we're locked into that notice to treat, at our expense, we then have to engage a solicitor and a land valuer to negotiate on our behalf with the government about what compensation we may or may not receive, and that has to be paid for by us first, and then we may be compensated a reasonable amount by the government. Now, the next step after that is a letter of acquisition would be sent.
Yeah.
Once that letter of acquisition would be sent, that what I need to make clear to the public is that letter of acquisition can be sent before the negotiations are finalised on our behalf. Once that letter of acquisition is sent, this property then becomes the property of the Crown, any of these properties involved at Leith. And what happens then, it can take up to 6 months for us to receive the money. And like Faye and I are in our early 60s, we've worked all our life for this place, and so have other people here at Leith. We've just drawn a blank with any consultation with the government. So you can imagine we're in limbo. We can't do anything with our house. We're halfway through, and this is only us. Like, there's six other families involved. We just don't know what's going on. We're just waiting for the axe to fall, and they're going to move in and bulldoze our properties. You know?
All right, Leo, listen, I might give you a call back in a week or two and see if you've heard from anyone from the state government regarding that. In the meantime, if you do hear from anyone, if you've got any new information, just give us a call, okay?
No worries. Thanks, Darren.